Dobar Dan from Oakley. This is the Rorschach Serbia update from the 30th of December, 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Serbia. On Wednesday the 24th, the higher court in the northern city of Novi Sad rejected part of the indictment related to the deadly canopy collapse incident, which took place at Novi Sad's railway station in November last year. The court rejected proceedings against six people, including Goran Vesic, the Minister of Construction, for lack of evidence. Prior to this decision, they were suspected of endangering the public by letting the railway station run while knowing it was unsafe. On the other hand, the court confirmed charges against seven defendants under the same case, including the director of Serbian Railways Infrastructure and six other representatives of the construction company working on the renovation. Recall that the canopy collapse tragedy killed 16 people just 4 months after its renovation and has since sparked thousands of student-led protests all over the country in hopes of finding those accountable for the incident. Speaking of students, on Sunday the 28th, they organized a public nationwide signing of a petition demanding the scheduling of snap parliamentary elections. Students set up more than 500 stands and handed out papers for citizens to sign, amassing more than 400,000 signatures. They said that, unlike other petitions, these signatures will not be sent to any institutions, but will serve as a measure of how many people support the idea of snap elections. Those who signed agreed to be contacted by the students for any upcoming protests, actions, and election news. The collecting of signatures was supported by many opposition politicians, public figures, and even President Vučić, who said that it was just an ordinary pre-election campaign. Meanwhile, Rod Velinovsky, a professor emeritus at the Faculty of Political Sciences at the University of Belgrade, wrote a piece in Serbian titled Democracy in a Dead End, detailing the good and the bad of the current civil movement against the government. Velinovsky said that the protests were preceded by years of public dissatisfaction, driven by an authoritarian system that promised democracy in Serbia only as a facade, while it forced the institutions to deteriorate and serve only a small bunch close to the ruling party. Velinovsky highlighted that the students cannot win the fight against the corrupt government alone, calling citizens to participate in protests and other civic actions to fight for their beliefs. Still, the protests are working, as the ruling regime has tried everything in its power, from intimidation to bargaining, to stop them. On Monday the 29th, local Belgrade media reported that part of the pro-government tent camp in front of the parliament building has been dismantled. The tent camp, known as Chatsiland, has been in place for almost a year, aiming to show resistance against the student protests. The people staying in Chatsiland were usually ruling party supporters, convicted criminals, and police officers acting as security. While the ruling party has always denied organizing it, the tent camp caused several incidents due to its residents acting violently. Since it was never removed, it prompted citizens to believe it was under the government's implicit protection. Much to the Chatsiland's residents' dismay, the ruling party and the president himself negotiated its removal last week, returning the area of central Belgrade back to its original form. While the reasoning behind Vučić's sudden idea to dismantle the tent camp is unknown, citizens of Belgrade theorize that it no longer serves a purpose as people have become used to it. In foreign affairs, the U.S.'s recent signing of the National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, singled Serbia out from its neighbors and zoomed in on all of its issues. The U.S. adopts a new NDAA every year, a document that focuses on defining a defense budget. This year, it brought up Serbia's various shortcomings under a section about Western Balkans democracy, such as its problems with corruption, electoral laws, dependence on Russian gas, and the crumbling state of human rights in the country. Political analysts said that singling out Serbia can be seen as a sign that the U.S. will pay closer attention to the situation in the country. Since we mentioned Serbia's dependence on Russian gas, President Vučić announced on Tuesday the 23rd that the government has negotiated and secured an extension to the gas supply arrangement with Russia's Gazprom company. Vučić assured citizens, many of whom rely on gas for heating, that there will be enough gas over the winter due to the extended contract, which will last until the end of March. While the U.S.-based sanctions on the state-owned gas company NIS are still in full effect because it's primarily owned by Gazprom, the U.S. has extended the deadline for the sale of Russia's stake in the company. Vučić said that Gazprom is in talks to sell its over 50% stake in NIS to Hungary's oil company, MOL, to get the U.S. to lift the sanctions, but did not give any progress reports. The U.S. Department of Treasury gave NIS until the 24th of March to finalize the sale and shift the ownership away from Russia. In other news, on Sunday the 28th, Kosovo held its snap parliamentary elections in the hopes of ending the 10-month-long political deadlock. The ruling party, Vet Vendosia, came out victorious with nearly 50% of the votes, followed by the Democratic Party with 20% and the Democratic League with around 13%. Their turnout was 45%. Recall that Kosovo has gone without a functional parliament for almost a year now due to the ruling party failing to reach a coalition deal to secure a majority of seats. In some news about the economy, the state statistical office reported last week that the average monthly salary in Serbia increased by around 10% year-on-year, averaging to around 110,000 dinars per month, which is about $1,100 in October. On a monthly basis, the salaries increased by around 1% from September to October, after rising by around 5% from August through September. Median salary amounted to around 85,000 dinars, which is around $850. Apartment prices are also on the rise. The National Geodetic Authority said that they increased by 6% year-on-year in the third quarter of 2025, with the highest price hikes seen in Belgrade and Novi Sad. Despite the high prices, demands remained strong. The Geodetic Society reported that there have been nearly 12,000 new contracts for apartment sales from July to September. The rise in apartment costs makes it more difficult for young people to afford to move out, while prompting wealthier people to buy apartments and rent them out. When it comes to the infrastructure, President Vučić announced the opening of a section of the new Morava Corridor motorway on Wednesday the 24th. The Morava Corridor aims to connect the major central cities of Kruševac, Kraljevo, and Čačak, and the entire motorway will span over 100 kilometers, around 60 miles. The newly opened section is 14 kilometers, or 8 miles long, and there are 40 more kilometers, or about 25 miles, of the motorway yet to be finished. On an unrelated note, remember that our new YouTube channel is still up and running. The ruling regime, through an army of trolls filing complaints about our videos, managed to shut down our old channel, but we are back, so check out our brand new YouTube account. Closing this edition with some cultural news, the Serbian National Theater in Novi Sad will host a series of the Nutcracker Ballets from the 8th to the 10th of January. The two-act classical ballet by the Russian composer Tchaikovsky follows the magical story of Clara, a girl who receives an enchanted nutcracker doll for Christmas. Tickets range between 600 dinars, around $6, to 1,000 dinars, or around $10. For more information about the Nutcracker Ballet series, check out the link in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Before we head out, we just want to wish you an awesome 2026. Thank you so much for listening, sharing the show, and being a part of the Rorschach community. Vidamo se!